name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we have the synopsis of the Saint John, the prophet and the forerunner of the Lord and baptizer. And we're celebrating today as a major feast after the Epiphany of the Lord, and we're so joyous to know that he had followed the example of the Lord. He was born of an old couple that they lost already any chance to have a child. The Elizabeth was already old, and Zacharias and maybe loved. At that time, if you didn't have any children, then the people would consider that you were unworthy, or you were a big sinner, and God didn't bless your marriage. And of course, this is not the situation anymore, but at that time, that's how it was. And it was finally, St. John was in the womb of the mother, and all of a sudden, the relative comes over, and that was St. Mary, and it's the future, the Theotokos. And she came over, and she was waiting already for Jesus Christ to be born without a seed of a man. And St. John immediately was revealed that by the Holy Spirit, being in the womb with his own mother. And he had rejoiced, so he made such a joyful prance over there that the mother understood, and it was revealed to Elizabeth that came to visit her relative that is bearing a child, the Messiah. And it was a great joy. And of course, as you know, a terrible story that Herod wanted to kill Jesus, and when he couldn't find him, then he decided to kill all the children, all the babies from 2 years on and lower. And of course, St. John was going to be one of them also that had to be killed. And the soldiers came and looking for her, but the mother took the child and ran away. And they go to Zacharias and ask him, and he says, I have no idea where he is, I'm serving now. And then they were ordered to kill Zacharias, and of course the Jews, they wanted to kill him because he allowed the Mother of God to live in the Holy, or the visiting the Holy of Holies in a church that only a high priest can only enter it once a year. And she was able to have free access to it. And so they held a grudge against him. And it was a good opportunity for them to tell the soldiers to kill Zacharias, because he didn't want to reveal the presence where St. John was. And the mother of St. John is running away, and all of a sudden the soldiers are gaining at her, and she's standing before a big mountain and cliff, and all of a sudden the mountain opens up, and she walks right into it, and the mountain closes down behind her, and a little cave is made for her, lodging for her and her son. And she was feeding the son there for a while, and then finally the Lord had taken her, and the baby was left without mother and without father, and without being able to be fed. And so the angel of God came down, and he took care of the baby until he was able to be strong enough to go to the desert. And he sent the little child to the desert, and he grew up in the desert, having a little bit sometimes the wild honey and acridia, I don't know how you say it in English, some kind of a little the insects or something that he would have as a food. And he was enduring all kinds of things in the desert, and he didn't go out to preach until the age of 30, because that was the custom of that time. They didn't consider you being a mature until you become the age of 30. Here, maturity is considered at 18, year 18. And when he becomes 30, the Lord had told him to go and preach about the coming of the Messiah, and to get people to repent of their sins and be prepared, and to baptize them, to cleanse them of the sins that they have, so that they'll be cleaner when they meet the Lord. And here, the Saint John is baptizing everybody in the whole Jerusalem is coming to him, and he's telling, not only putting them in the water up to the neck, and then telling them to confess their sins, but after that, after they get baptized, he lets them out, and then he tells them what to do. So those of you who have two pair of clothes, you give one clothes to somebody who doesn't have it. If somebody have extra food, you give it to somebody who doesn't have it. The soldiers, don't ever be cruel to anybody, and be happy with the salary that you get, and all kinds of tax collectors, don't dare take anything extra to put in your pocket, and so on. A beautiful rules he gave to everybody, and they all considered that he was a prophet, but some of them even thought that he is the Messiah. But he says, no, I am not even worthy to undo the shoe of a Messiah, and he is coming soon. And one day, as he is baptizing other people, the Lord comes over, because he also waited for 30 years to be able to come out to preach. But again, there's not allowed to be a preacher or a priest until you become of age of 30. And he was feeding his mother by doing carpentry work. He used to help his adopted father, Joseph, but then he died, and the Lord was doing carpentry work to help to feed his mother and himself. This to show us that we should never just be without work. We should work to provide for ourselves. My beloved, the Lord had done so many miracles, and St. John had knew ahead of time all of that. And he, when the Lord comes over asking for baptism, he says, no, I want you to baptize me, because he felt that, of course, he was a sinner, as every person is a sinner, but the Lord had no sin. He took every one of us, all our sins. And the Lord said, no, you do what you are told, and you baptize me, but don't ask me about sins. And when John didn't want to do it, but the Lord told him as an order, in a sense, and he said, but you are a great miracle maker, by just touching your garment people get healed, and you give sight to the blind, you restore, you resurrect and the dead, and you are the life, you are the creator of the whole universe. And the Lord still made him to baptize him, and he goes into the water to cleanse all the waters all over the world, because word waters are connected. And my beloved, St. John puts his hand on top of the Lord's head and baptizes him, and the Lord goes to the desert, and being tempted by the enemy for 40 days, doesn't eat anything or drink anything. And of course, well, you know those things, but let's get back to St. John. St. John was a great sufferer, which he inflicted upon himself. He denied everything in the world. As I said, he lived for 30 years in the desert, and then he came out and he was preaching, and he was baptizing and denying himself. He never drank any wine or any liquor. And my beloved, he was finally incarcerated. They put him in the dungeon because Herod had taken his brother's wife away from him while he was still alive, and then he took her and married her. And the St. John was saying to him that it was very wrong, and even though he liked to listen to St. John and did many good things in the name of St. John, yet when it pertained to letting go of his brother's wife, he didn't want to do it, because the wife of her brother was in love with him, obviously, wanted the power. So she demanded that he put St. John in the jail, and he was put in the dungeon, and he stayed there for a while. And the disciples were coming, and he was sending them to the Lord and continued to preach about the Messiah, and stayed in the dungeon. Then it was a holiday of the birthday of Herod, and so he had a big celebration made, and the daughter of his brother's wife was dancing of one of those terrible dances of today, of not good. Only to bring out the passions and the bad things in a person, and they were all elated. They loved the way she danced. And Herod said, "I'll give you anything you want, even up to half a kingdom." And of course, they were all drunk by that time, and she didn't know what to ask. She went to her mother and asked, "What do I ask of Herod?" And she said, "Ask him for the head of Saint John the Baptist." And she came back, and she had told him, "I want the head of St. John the Baptist right here on a platter." And he was too proud to go back on his word. He didn't want to do it, but because he gave his word, then so he demanded and sent a man to behead St. John. And St. John's head was brought over right into that party. And St. John spoke and again reprimanding him for taking unlawfully the wife of his mother. Of course, everybody was shocked, and of course, the whole party was over. She gives the head to her mother, and the mother, and he continues to preach from his head, and the mother finally can't stand it, takes nails or takes the thing that you saw with, and puts and pins down his tongue so that he will not speak anymore, and then takes and dumps his head into a very bad place so that he won't be able to reprimand it anymore. And of course, St. John's body was taken by his disciples, and then St. Luke wanted to bring his body to his country where he came from, and but they didn't want to give it to him. Then he asked, and they allowed him to take the right hand, the hand that had blessed, that had put the hand on the Lord to baptize him. And he took the hand with a great joy, and whenever they had a celebration, of course, he built a church for St. John. And when they had the celebrations, and they would lift, the bishop would lift the hand, and when the hand would be standing straight, that means they would have a good harvest. But if the hand would bend, then they would have a very bad harvest, and they would be having a time of where they would have to go hungry for a while. My beloved, many miracles were happening through the body of St. John, and of course he was doing all the miracles and used the body as the Mother of God is using the icons to make her miracles, and many saints that have the relics that they're making, they're doing miracles through their relics. And St. John the Baptist always preaching the same thing, and that's for us to repent. What does it mean to really repent? Repent, it doesn't mean just to confess your sins. What it means repenting is it's when you confess your sin and you will not commit that sin again, no matter how much you have to be tortured, or even if you have to die, but you will not commit that sin again. That's a true repentance. True repentance, you give up that sin, that passion, whatever it may be that you may have confessed. Most of us, I have to say, to my great sorrow, are coming many times with the same sins and confessing the same things over and over. But of course, we hope that we will have a chance to confess it just before the Lord takes our soul, and we won't have a chance to commit it again, so we'll have a true repentance. My beloved, let's listen to St. John, and let's fulfill all those those things that he had recommended and asked for other two people to do. Let's pray to him fervently, but heart to heart, not just lip service, but really from heart, so that he will hear us and so that he will pray to the Lord, for he is standing at the left side of the Lord, while the Mother of God is standing on the right side of her, and he is always there with the Lord, and he is, and the Lord called him his friend, and he is always willing to listen to him as to his mother, to help us to find the way to the kingdom of heaven. For this is what the real goal of our life here is to cleanse ourselves, to prepare ourselves to be able to meet with our Maker in the kingdom of heaven, rejoice with him forever. Amen. God bless you.